Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we said that when a woman is a meres mutter, she thinks it's mutter to be unfaithful to her husband. The Ma'arik writes that she's aser to her husband, and that she thought it was mutter, but she's still aser. It's not considered a shogeg, it's considered like mazid. And as we stated previously, the Maharik had a kasha, had a raya from the Tosis in our Sugyan Ksubis, that if a girl was niskadeshes less than the age of 3, Tosis asked, there's still a sveik sveik. The Gemara says, no sveik sveik if she was less than 3. There's a sveik sveik, a sveik oni, sveik ratzen. And if it was done willingly, maybe when it happened she was a ketana, and pitu ketana ones. When a ketana does it, it's considered like ones, it's a sveik sveik. So Tosis answers, no, shem ones chadhu, it's not a sveik sveik, because Suffolk ones, and on the tzad that it's ratzon, it was a ketana, and that's ones. Now that's shame ones chad. And if you say that omeris mutter is not aser, so we still have a sveik sveika. Suffolk ones, suffolk ratzon. And if you're going to say ratzon, then suffolk she didn't know was aser. Maybe she didn't know was aser. And mitzad that she should be mutter. The answer is, even if she didn't know was aser, she's still. It's still aser, so it's not a tzad to be matir. And don't say that shkagan ones is shame, one shame. And if so, it's shame ones chadhu. It's not one shame. Because by ones, he's ptura even from a carbon. And by shogeg, where she didn't know it was aser, she's chayev as carbon. That's what the Ma'arik says. There's two different shemas, ones and shogeg. So it's not one shame, and therefore it should be a sveik sveika. So kamash malan, and the fact that Tosis doesn't bring it as a sveik sveika, it must be that if she's on meres mutter, she's still a sura labayla. So in the previous shiur we brought from the and Yitzchak from Yitzchak Elchanan and his Chuvis, that even if you say Omeres Mutter is forbidden to her husband, we still have a scenario of a Shogeges who's Muteres Lebaila and Chayeves Bekarban. She thought it was her husband. She accidentally thought it was her husband. Halacha is that she's Muteres. She slept with a man and she thought she was her husband, so she's mutter to her husband. In Shreyev is Bekarban. So we still have the Kash of the Ma'arik. Aye, there's still a Sveik Sveika. Maybe it was Ones. And maybe it was Shogeg. She thought it was her husband. And it's not one shame. Because there's an afkamina between them and Linyan Karban. Ones, there is a Karban. But thinking it mistakenly that it's her husband, honest, there's no carbon. And thinking mistakenly that her husband, there is a carbon. We see Yavam Islam and Gimel Amid Beis. Another scenario is when her husband died. She gets another husband, and it turns out he's still alive. So she shall geges and cheves be carbon. So it's also. Should be a suffix. Maybe she was honest. And therefore she's mutter to her husband. And even on the touch, not mutter her husband because of that, maybe two eidim were made that her husband died, and that's why she was with another man. So that's a Sveik Sveika. And don't tell me that it's one shame. The onus and the shogeg are one shame, because here there's a chiyuv karbon in the cases of shogeg, where she thought it was her husband and it really wasn't the man she was with, she was sleeping with, or when the eidim came and said that your husband's dead. Here it's a shogeg, and here it's there's a chiyuv karbon. In that case, there's a chiyuv. Those cases, a chiyuv karbon. I mean, there's no chiyuv karbon. So what we said was that the fact that there's an afgamina bein shnei asfekas and in chiyuv karbon doesn't make it shnei shemus, and therefore it's not. If there's a suffix shogegas, that doesn't make it a sfek sfeka. That's the shame. Same shame as onus. Only in the case of the ma'arit, of the ma'arik, where she thought that it was permitted to be unfaithful to her husband, there it's shnei shemus. But in the other cases, it's not considered shnei shemus, even though there's a chiyuv karbon by the shogeg. It's not shnei shemus. Not in the case of the ma'arik. So that summarizes what we learned in the previous shiur. And now we're going to explain why. Why only in the ma'arik's case of Omeris Mutter, where she sleeps with a man, assuming that she knows she's married, but she assumes that it's permitted to be with this man. She knows it's not her husband, but she assumes that it's permitted. Why is that not a case? Why is that a case of Shnei Shemus, dafka that case? That if she would be permitted, then it would be a Sveik Sveika. From the fact that she's not permitted, so it must be, from the fact that it's not considered a Sveik Sveika, Tosis doesn't mean that up, it must be that she's not permitted. So why is it considered Shnei Shemus? So again, we are going in the Derech of Moreno Rabbeinu, Rosh HaYeshiva Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, Chaim Shmuel Eved Zatzal. Omer Rav, נראה לומר שנידון המעריק היא אומרת מותר שרי על הבעל, הוא נידון בשורש דין איסור סוטה לבעל. האם עצם מעשה הזנות הוא האוסר? אלה דיאלפינן, והיא מביהי לא נתפסה, הנתפסה מותרת. במעשה זנות של אנוסה ושוגגת אינו אסור מגזרת הכתוב. It would appear that the discussion of the Ma'arik, if Omeris Mutter is permitted to her husband, is a discussion, an issue, at the root of the din Isser Soita Labal. Is it the Etzem Masa Haznus that answers her? Is it the Etzem Masa Haznus that answers her? Just we learn from Vihilo Nispasa that if she was she wasn't grabbed, and therefore she's a sur, but if she was grabbed, if she was raped, she's muteres. That the maises nus of an anusa and a shogeges is not usur mixeres hakasuv. And even shogeges is that it's mutter that we know from this pasuk, like Rashi writes in Sukkah and Sota Chavches Amr Aleph. L'chsivi hi lo nispasa, nispasa muteres for what din the shogeges, for kachas of a Rambam, perek of dalem mihochas ishus. So there's going to be no onesh misa for the shogeges, or the one who was raped. So is it the etzem maitza haznus that asirs? Just we have a gzeres hakasuv, that a maises nus of an anus and a shogeges doesn't answer her to her husband, but it's the etzem maises nus that answers. And if so, even Omeris Mutter is going to be Mutter, because Omer Mutter has a din shogeg. That's one side. That's the etzem maises nus that answers. But there's a head there. She's not going to be usher to her husband if she is onus or shogeg. Or the pasuk of Vihilonit Pasa, or the Krat Vihilonit Pasa, Galilan de Ein Isura Mechamat Maase Haznut Mitzad Atzmo, Ela Ikar Isura Umechamat Hamila Shema'ala Beisha, De Umala Bo Maal Ktiv, Vehetera de Anusa Veshogeget, Umishum de Ein Kan Umala Bo Maal. Or do we say that the pasuk of Vehi Lo Nispasa, she was not grabbed, she was not raped, reveals to us that the Isser is not because of the Maisa Haznus Mitzad Atzmo, but rather the Iker Isser is because she was unfaithful to her husband, she was Moel B'Isha, she was Moel B'Baila, and Umala Bo Moel, it says in the pasuk. And the heter of Anusa and Shogeges is because there's no Umala Bo Moal. So the pasuk of Hilo Nispasa is Megale that the Ratzon for the Znus is a din of Umala Bo Moal. But the issue is the Mala Bo Moal, that she rebelled against her husband, she was unfaithful to her husband, she cheated on her husband. And therefore, Dafka shogeget muteret, sheharei lo yada, she'eino ba'ala, ve'ein ze umala bomal. And therefore, Dafka shogeges is permitted to her husband afterwards, because she did not know that this man was not her husband. She thought it was her husband. She had no intention of being, or she didn't think she had a husband. She had no intention of being unfaithful to her husband. Masha'enkein be'omeres mutter, even though she's shogeges be'iser, nevertheless she intended to cheat on her husband. And that's called Umala Bo Moal. The intention to cheat on her husband makes it Mila. So in other words, what answers her to her husband? The Etzem Maisa Haznus or the Moal? And there's a het there. She's permitted to her husband if it was Onas or Shogeg, or what answers her to her husband is the Mal Abo Mal that she cheated on him, even though she didn't know necessarily it was Aser. It would seem that there's another nafkamina in the reason of the Heter of Anusa, that if her Iser is because of the Maisa Haznus Mitzad Atzmo, if so, we can say that Ananusa is Muteres, Gam mishum din ones rachman apatre, shebuchol haTorah kula, hanalmad mi ulenara lo taase davar. Another nafkamina, and the reason of the heter of Anusa is, if the Yisr is because the mice is nos mitzad atzmov, so we can say that an Anusa is muteres, also because of the din of ones rachman apatra, that the Torah patra is always ones from ulenara lo taase davar. Pasuk says a person's onus, a girl's raped, Nara's raped. You don't do anything to her because she's an onus. An onus command the law of it, and onus is like you didn't do it. It's like she wasn't mizan at all. And the pasuk of a hilonis pasa is needed to be matir a shogeges, who doesn't have a din of ulunara losa sadavar, and it's considered her maisa. But she's permitted, because of this Geris HaKasuv, of a Hilo Nispasa, as Rashi and the Rambam say. Rashi in Sota 28a, and the Rambam in Ishus 24:19. So what's the reason of the Heter Anusa? If it's Mitzad the Maisis Nus, and therefore she's also going to be mutar al tzul and aralos asid davar. Onus kamanda lo avid. And vihilonis pasa is gonna coming to be matir, even a shogeges. It doesn't have a din ul and aralos asid davar. Mashenken, if we say that umala bo maal answers her, and the maisa znus is only a chitimtzi for umala bo maal, then we can say that we can't, it's not shaykh to be mati or nanusa because of ulanara lo sasa davar and onas kamanda lo avid. If we say that umala bo maal is what answers, and the maisa znus is just a means for the umala bo maal, so there, we're not going to be matir the anusa, altzul anarolos sasa davanos kamandalo avid. Because even if we say that it's like she didn't do this nus, sof, there was a mitzius of a maisa aznus, like one who is niveles to psule kahuna. Right? We know that a woman is niveles to psule kahuna. A guy rapes a wife of a kohen, she's asur to her husband because there was a mitzius of znus. Just for this very reason, she's mutter, for the very same reason she's mutter. Yes, there was an umala b'mal, but she's permitted because she was anusa. And since she was anusa, there's no umala b'mal. And on this tzad, the heter of Shogeges and Anusa is one and the same. They are both permitted because they're not included in Umala Boma. So you could say that it's the very Mitzius of the Mises Nos answers her. So therefore there's a Mitzius here of Umala Boma. Because so if there was a Mises Nos. And the answer is that no. The very fact that she was anusa, or even shogeges, because she didn't know that this wasn't her husband, there was no intention here to be unfaithful to her husband, she's going to be permitted, because that's not included in umala b'mal. So again, if we say that the Isser is because of the Mises Nus, Anus is going to be permitted because of the regular din of Onus Rechmana Patra, Ulanara Lo Sasa Davar, Onus Kamanda Lo Avid, and Hilonis Pas is coming to include even Shogek. But if we say it's Midin Umala B'mal, and the Maisis Nus is only a chitimsi for the Umala B'mal, so maybe we shouldn't be Matir and Anusa. Altzul and Aralos Asid Dover, because it was Umala B'mal. So what's the answer? The answer is, you're right, you can't necessarily come to Ulan Aralos Asid Dover, but here there's going to be a Ptur that there's no Umala B'mal, because she was Anusa. It wasn't Birtsona. This is no Umala B'mal. Ulitzadze heter shogeges v'anusa chadu. Shtem Mutaros, because they're not included in Umala B'mal. Nimtza lefi amur, shelitzad she'omeret mutar. Muteret leba'ala, v'yisur sota leba'al, u'mitzad ma'aseh aznut atzmo. It emerges that according to the tzad, that Omeret's mutter is permitted to her husband and the Isser Sota Labal is because of the Maises Nus Atzmo, is because just there was a Maises Nus, but Omeret's mutter is Muteres Labaila. Hare Heter Da Anusau De Shogeget Shemot Mamash Ninu. And this tzad, the heter of Anusa and Shogeges, are two different shemes. Why? Because Anusa is permitted because it's as if she wasn't Mizana at all. If the Isser Saita la Bailis because of the Mises Nus, that's the first tzad that we said. And the first tzad that we said, Anusa is it's the Mises Nus that answers. Anusa is Umanal or Los Ansa Dover because it's like she didn't do a Mises Nus. Oines commanded Loy Ovid. And Shageges is Mutter because of Hilonis Pasa. She was Omeris Mutter. So these are two different Shemus. Anus is Mutter because it's as if she wasn't Mizane. Ones commanded Lovit. Shageges, and a woman who thought that it was Mutter, was Mizane. Let's say she wasn't Mizane. She was Mizane. But she's permitted because of Exeras HaKosuv of Ehilo Nispasa, that we require a mezid in order to answer her to her husband, and Bishgaga Himuteres. And therefore the Maharik asked very well. It's a Sveik Sveika. They're two Shemus. They're two Shemus because they're two different Matirim. There are two different matirim. One is mitzad that it isn't a maisis nus at all in the ones, and the shogeg is mitzad vilon is pasa. And then the Ma'arik says that it's not considered one shame, because by ones there's a ptur carbon, and by shogeg there's a chiyuv carbon. What he means is hagufa, exactly what we said, that by shogeges there's no din of oines kamandaloi ovid, and therefore she's chayevis carbon. It's a special heter of Israel Saita Labama. Shenken anusos p'tur mi carbon. Alstin oines shebuchola tarakula. It's considered a different shame. There's no carbon. She didn't do a maisi b'chlal. Shogeg, she did a maisi. So that's the Ma'arik's kasha. The Ma'arik says we have a sveik sveika here. Shogeg and Onus are two different Shemus. And from this, the Ma'arik proves that Omeris Mutter is forbidden. Because we have two Shemus. Shogeg and Onus are two separate Shemus. One is mitzad ulanar lo sasa davar oines shebuchol atera kula, there wasn't a maisis nos here. And the other is mitzad vihilonis pasa. So these are two shemus, so you have a sveik sveika. So why doesn't Tosfos say that sveik sveika, that she's muteris? Safik oines safik shogeg. So from this the Ma'arik proves that it isn't a sveik sveika, so meres muter is a surah. In other words, it's not the maisa mitzad atzmo that asers. No. It's the umala bomo that asers. Ah. It's the maisa begida that asers. And if so, that anusa is muteres is not mishumdin. That's the second sad that we said. It's all set up. It's not mishum the din of lenara leisase dover. No. Because we said that according to the second sad, it's not the maisis nus that asks. The maisis nus zechitimtsi furumola b'moal. And that doesn't help us if she's honest. At the end of the day, there was a mitzius of znus here. There was a mitzius of znus. So she should be asur. It was asura. But then we said, "Nei high time agufa muteres." For that very reason, she's permitted. Since she was an anusa, there's no umala b'moal. There's no umala b'moal. And since there's no umala b'moal, shoygeg and oines are one heter. That there's no umala b'moal. When she was shogeg, she wasn't rebelling against her husband. She wasn't cheating on her husband, for goodness sakes. She thought that this is her husband. She goes into bed with a guy. She thinks it's her husband. She has relations with her. Turns out it's not. Is that a Maisa Begida? It's not a Maisa Begida. Medal we're not giving her, but it's not a Maisa Begida, Chas V'Shalom, because she Pasha didn't know. Since it's not a Maisa Begida, there's no Mola B'Mola. That's Omeris Mutter. She thought her husband was dead. Two Adam came and said, your husband's dead. So if she goes with another man, it's not a Begida on her husband. Her husband's dead in her mind. So it's a Mola B'Mola. There's no Mola B'Mola. That's the Heter. And Anus is also. It doesn't help us that she's Anus according to this tzad to say that it's not a Maisa Snus. It's not Snus because it is. It's a Begida B'Baila. L'chara, because she was sleeping with a different man, even though she was forced. So the answer is no, but there's no Maisa Begida B'Baila. A high time agufa. You're right, it's the Mitzius of Snus that answers her. You're right. It's not the Maisa's that answers her. The Maisa's is a Chetimsi for Mola B'Mal. And maybe you could say that there's a Mola B'Mal even if she was raped. The answer is no. Hagufa. There's no Mola B'Mal. You're right. You would say that it's not the Maisa's that answers. Rather, it's the Chetimsi for Mola B'Mal. So even if you say that she didn't do the Znus, so there was a Mitzias of Maisa's Znus. If the Maisa's Nus answers her, so this is not her Maisa. Why is this not her Maisa? Because she was forced. But if you say it's not the Maisa's Nus that answers her, the Maisa is just the means for Mala B'Mal, so she's going to be us, or even without a Maisa's Nus, even if she was forced, because it was a Mitzias of a Maisa's Nus. Doesn't matter whether she did it or not. Doesn't matter whether she was forced. But like we said, Hagufa is going to be Matir her. What's going to be Matir her? It's going to be matir was that there was no Mala B'Mal, there was no Maisa Begida. So that's the same shame. Shogeg and Onus have the same shame of having no Mala B'Mal. So the Ma'arik would say that there's no Sveik Sveika here anymore. Because in those cases where she's Omeris Mutter, where there's no Mala B'Mal, it's the same heter as Onus. So it's the same shame as Onus. It doesn't matter that one is a carbon, one's not a carbon. At the end of the day, it's the same shame. These are all Ofanim Shonav HaNispasa Muteris. So it's the same shame of there's no Mala B'Mal. Because if she was Nitpasa, then she wasn't Moal. If she was Nitpasa, she wasn't Moal for her husband. And if she was Shogegas, she wasn't Moal and her husband. Either way, there was a Me'ila. And therefore, it's one shame. And we can say even more than that. That since the Mala B'Mal is what Asers, it doesn't matter what the Etzem Suras HaMaisa was. We don't discuss that at all. Just if there is a Mala B'Mal or not. So we're not coming mitzad shame echad. But Be'emes, there's only one suffix here. The suffix is there a Mala B'Mal? Is there not a Mala B'Mal? And therefore, even if we say that if you have Shnei Sveikos Mishem Echad, and one of them is matir more than the other, it's considered as fake sveika. Vinidon didon, there's not two sveikas at all. There's just one. Is there a Mala B'Mal, or is there not a Mala B'Mal? Masha'en came in the tziur of the Ma'arit, where she knew that she was married, she knew this was another man, she just didn't think it's usher, so there isn't a Mala B'Mal. Therefore, she is forbidden to her husband, and it can't be used for this fake sveika. So if she's Omeris Mutter because, say, she thought it was her husband with her in bed, so if she thought it was her husband, then there's no mala bama, so that's the same as onus. So that case, so it's correct that she's permitted to razmi, but that's not as, can't use that as a sveik sveika, because that's the same, that there's no mala bama as onus. So that's not a sveik sveika. And when she's omeris mutter because she's thought that it's permitted to cheat on her husband, you can't use that as the sveik sveika to be mad to her, because in such a case she's pashut not mutter, and she's a sura labayla, because she was moelis but even though she thought it was muteris. So anyway, so that's the that explains the ma'arik very beautifully, and we still have a sach vas zogin. Obviously, this is a huge sugi. You can spend not a year on this, a lifetime on this. But mir villain gang weiter, mir zu sham. We're going to go weiter in this shir. In the next segment, we'd like to talk about Suffolk Ones. A lot of interesting things to discuss. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. And always to remember that Sof Davar, Hakol Nishma, Te'elokim Yira, Ve'et Mitzvotav Shmor, Kizeh Kol Ha'adam. Shalom, shalom.